full of horrific history, information, and traditions, as well as chilling poems and stories. And now, the weirdo you've been waiting for, the Halloween Haunter!
It seems that nearly everyone believes in ghosts around Halloween, except the Killjoys. But let's assume that ghosts are undisputedly real. Let's assume spirits that used to reside in human beings are on Earth, whether they're roaming, or are trapped in one place, or are just hanging around their favorite haunt. What are they? What are ghosts exactly? There are many theories. Many people believe ghosts are kind of stuck here, between corporeal being and the afterlife. The common thought is that something horrible or traumatic happened to the person. If you watch those ghost hunting shows or the drama Supernatural, it seems that they often don't know they are here. A lot of psychics, when they hold seances and contact the spirit, will try to make the spirit understand that they're dead. Sometimes the reports of ghosts indicate they may not be quite full spirits at all, but some sort of residual energy. Battlefields seem to have flickering images of soldiers. The same laughter repeats again and again in an empty hall. If you're an old-timer who had tapes, it's like the sound that bleeds through the tape and imprints itself under the main sound. There, but not quite. There are even reports of ghost car, train, and ship sightings. What's up with that? There have been reports of spirits showing up soon after they've died to say goodbye to or comfort a loved one. Sometimes they seem to have new awareness of something that they communicate. Okay, all of this is fascinating, but what are ghosts made of, if anything? Well, many believe imprints of people or vehicles or whatever aren't spirits at all, but electromagnetic energy that has somehow held the memory of a repetitive or traumatic event. What if they're real spirits? Could they be electromagnetic energy too? Some think so. Some say ectoplasm makes up spirits, not the real stuff that is in the makeup of cells of the living, but a mysterious and gross-sounding substance or energy that secretes out of objects or even mediums when they contact spirits. The term was coined by a man named Charles Roche back in the beginning of the 20th century and was used in the 1941 play Blithe Spirit, among many other places. There you have it. Did you really think you would find solid answers here? Or anywhere? Solid answers about ghosts? The idea just seems wrong, don't you think? Discuss what you think ghosts are on our Facebook page, which you can link to at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. Or you can just comment there. You can also find out more about ghosts in previous episodes, both informative and literative, if literative is actually a word.